an update on AirCell from the floor of AEA 2011. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. There are two big divisions of technology used to enable telephone and data communications from aircraft in flight. One involves looking upward toward satellites. The other involves linking to ground stations below. Each has its advantages, and at AEA 2011 in Reno, we got to talk with companies involved in both. Next week, we'll look at the satellite-based side. Today, we're bringing you Jim Campbell's interview with John Wade, Executive Vice President and General Manager for AirCell. AirCell uses technology which operates through a network of ground stations in the same portion of the frequency spectrum used by terrestrial mobile devices. At AEA last year, AirCell was promoting a new broadband service. A logical first question this year, how's that going?
We're having a great year. The adoption that we saw last year of our broadband products is continuing at a phenomenal rate. We're exceeding all our sales forecasts. We had a record year last year, and we're expecting this year to be very much the same.
Let's talk about some of the announcements that you made this morning during the NPI. Obviously, there's a whole lot of scuttlebutt about where you go next and what do you do next, especially when you pretty much own a segment of the industry. Let's talk first about new phones.
One of the things we've been hearing from the industry for a while was the desire for a new phone, which very much followed the trend that we're seeing on the ground today with smartphone-type technology. So AirCell today announced the AirCell smartphone, which will not only introduce the highest quality of voice into the aeronautical environment we think has ever been made available to aerospace, but a number of other features as well, whether it's moving maps, destination information, weather information, all those things will be available in the same way that they are on your own personal smartphone.
What kind of operating system are you going to be using for that?
We use the Android operating system. It's the one that we believe is the optimum for aerospace use, and it'll be a very robust platform.
What goes into putting together a product like this, especially when, let's face it, the selection of a phone, especially unique use phone, has to be a really tough nut to crack?
There's a number of things that are very unique about the aircraft environment, especially that are background noise. Aircraft can be extremely noisy, and one of the frustrations that we've heard from our customers over the years is it's very hard for people to hear what's going on the ground just because of the ambient jet noise in the aircraft. So in our new handset, we've actually incorporated some of the state-of-the-art cellular terrestrial technology, which will be able to almost eliminate the background noise. So for the first time, you'll be able to hear crystal clear what the person on the aircraft is saying when you're the guy on the ground.
Let's talk about Gogo and Gogo Biz.
Gogo Biz is being adopted at a very rapid rate now across all the sections of the business aviation industry. And today we actually announced an additional feature to Gogo Biz, which is Gogo Biz Voice. So in conjunction with the new handset, which we're showing here at the show for the first time, passengers will be able to make calls over their Gogo Biz systems starting from the end of this year. Extremely high quality voice, almost high def voice, if you will. So that's a very new and exciting innovation that we're adding to the Gogo Biz platform.
How much of a demand did you see before you came up with this?
Well, there's a lot of demand. We've been hearing for a long while that people wanted to have voice added to the Gogo Biz internet capability. We were looking at how to do that. We introduced a number of technologies both into the new handset, into the network, and onto the ground to really lift the game in terms of voice quality that we've been able to experience in the past. So we're extremely confident at the end of this year we're going to set a new paradigm in terms of the voice quality that people can expect when they're flying.
Gogo Biz is aimed at a particularly tough demographic. I mean, this is a very discriminating clientele. What do you bring to the mix there that nobody's ever seen before?
Well, there's a lot in the secret sauce that we don't really want to reveal.
Just between you and I.
Of course, yeah. But we've taken a long look at the ergonomics, the ease of use. We've done a number of study groups, focus groups with end customers, as well as with a lot of the airframers, to really get a good sense for what's been missing from a telephone in the aircraft. So we've taken all that data together with some of the latest technological innovations that are happening in the cellular world to take advantage of the multi-billion dollars that are spent every year on telecommunications on the ground to really bring that level of telecommunications expertise into the air. And I think our passengers will be delighted with the handset that they're going to see.
Now, how are they using this technology day to day?
Well, today we offer the internet service, which is a very high-speed service based on the EVDO Rev-A technology. And in fact, a few weeks ago, we actually announced an evolution of our air-to-ground network into what we call ATG4, which will increase the speeds for the air-to-ground network by up to a factor of four. So we'll be going from speeds in excess of 3 megabits to in excess of 10 megabits early next year. And our customers will be able to buy those additional upgrades to get higher speed service, even beyond the speeds that we were offering today.
Now, in-flight connectivity is such a hot topic here at AEA. There are obviously a lot of players. Only a few who have really distinguished themselves in any particular category, and obviously you own yours. What does the rest of 2011 look like? And if we can, let's pull out the Aircell crystal ball a little bit and look off beyond that.
Well, one of the things we're seeing is this very rapid adoption across all the different aspects and niches of our market. Not only are the fractionals adopting at a very rapid rate, but we're seeing the aftermarket, we're seeing the OEMs, we're seeing an increasing proliferation of the percentage of new aircraft being delivered by the OEMs installing connectivity. So I don't think we're that far away from the point in time where connectivity will be considered as essential as the engines and the seats. Mm-hmm. So we're rapidly approaching that tipping point when it'll be the expectation rather than the exception. So as we look through 2011, I see that adoption rate continuing to accelerate. Beyond that, we see innovations in terms of additional bandwidth, either through our own network increasing the speeds of the air-to-ground network or through some of the interesting satellite developments that are being announced, such as Inmarsat Global Express. In around the 2014-2015 timeframe, we could see speeds in excess of 20-30 megabits per second being available to a variety of aircraft. It's likely that will be limited to the higher-end aircraft just because the antenna size is necessary. But I think we're not that far away from the point in time where it will be a strange time to get on a business aircraft and not have connectivity.
More in a moment with Jim Campbell and Aircell's John Wade. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News. Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Piperjet.
Pipermatch.
Global Expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. ANN's Jim Campbell is talking with Aircell Executive VP John Wade about the company's products and network, and what may be coming in the future. So far, in-flight connectivity has been mainly the province of large business aircraft.
For those of us who are single-pilot operators in high-end GA and low-end BizApp, who are constantly tasked to do more and more with our airplanes, or on the road constantly and so forth, when are you going to take care of us?
Well, that's a very good question. We're looking at some next-generation technologies which are going to shrink the size of the unit down today. The broadband product we offer today is still by far the smallest product that's ever been available for the speeds that it offers. Over time, in the same way that GPS 20 years ago used to be a box that big and now it's in my watch, you know, we're going to get to that point where we're going to be able to shrink the technology down to the point that it will really become very practical to put broadband systems into the smaller, lower-end GA aircraft. So it's coming. It's not here yet, but in a couple of years, I expect we'll be able to give you the answer that you're looking for.
How do you see yourself now in the competitive environment? I mean, obviously, with where you are right now, you're a target. The guy sitting at the top of the hill is the one that everybody's sniping at. Competitively, how do you position yourself from here, and how secure do you feel with your position right now?
I think within North America, we, without wishing to sound too egotistical about it, we feel we've got a fairly unassailable position. The technology we're using in the air-to-ground network, especially with the enhancements we announced just a few weeks ago, really mean that there isn't anything that can effectively compete at a speed, bandwidth, and cost point viewpoint, whether it's from the hardware viewpoint or the service viewpoint. So we think we're in a very strong position there. I think internationally we're seeing some very interesting developments, largely around the Inmarsat announcements. But Ka band is going to be a very interesting new technology that's offered. Ku band is a technology that's becoming more widely adopted at the airline space. But those tend to be in the domains of the bigger high-end aircraft. We're seeing a very rapid adoption of Swift broadband internationally for the midsize and some of the heavier aircraft. And I think we'll see that same penetration and adoption rate occur outside North America as well.
Well, John, there's an old saying that goes, it ain't bragging if it's true. So it didn't sound arrogant at all from the standpoint of what you were speaking about, especially here in North America. On the global scale, it's just very interesting to hear you talk about what's happening out there right now. We still keep hearing rumors, though, that there are new technologies that aren't being employed yet that are going to come in and change the landscape. Are we pretty much settled in right now for the foreseeable future, the next decade or so? Or are there technologies on the horizon that we're going to all have to be ready for sometime down the road?
You know, I've been a technologist for about 20 years, and I learned a long while ago, never say never. I mean, there are technologies that people are looking at, but sometimes it's not just a question of technical maturity, it's a question of commercial practicality. We continually look out at evolutions to our network, technologies that could really make a step function change that really would change the landscape. We don't see anything out there right now, but it would be complacent of us not to continue to look and scan the horizon to see what might be just out of our own view and to be ready to adopt that and adapt that technology should it prove to be technically feasible and commercially practical.
Well, John, we sure appreciate your time. We're big fans of what you've done with the technology so far. Can't wait to see what's next. And come out of the phone. There we go.
John Wade is Executive VP and General Manager of AirCell. Find out more about the company at aircell.com. If you'd like to see the new smartphone, watch the companion video for this interview, dated April 20th, at aero-tv.net. Jim Campbell is ANN's founder, CEO, and editor-in-chief. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.